This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 248 for Monday, February 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Monday, recovering from earlier losses as uncertainty over incoming U.S. tariffs kept global markets on edge. U.S. tariffs on Canadian imports are set to come into effect tomorrow. That would likely alter the flow of Canadian oil and meal, which did weigh heavily on canola prices overnight. However, news this morning that Mexico was granted a month-long reprieve on tariffs brought some optimism into the canola market. Prime Minister Trudeau is expected to speak with Donald Trump later this afternoon. The two leaders already spoke once this morning, and Canada has already announced retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. Chicago soy oil and beans were higher, providing support. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were also up on the day. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, tightening supply projections, and the need to ration demand all underpinned the canola market. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, as that pause on tariffs on Mexican imports gave values a boost. Mexico is the largest importer of U.S. corn and has now promised to place more troops along the U.S.-Mexico border to slow drug trafficking, Trump's stated reason for imposing the tariffs. Trump signed an order placing additional 10% tariffs on China starting tomorrow, but Chinese markets remain closed today for the Lunar New Year holiday. Soybeans had moved down overnight, but found support on the back of the Mexican optimism. The March contract up 16 cents at 10.58 per bushel. Solid weekly export movement was also supportive, with just over a million tons of U.S. beans inspected for export in the past week. Corn futures also posting solid gains. The March contract up 6 cents at 4.88 per bushel. Seeding of Brazil's second corn crop continues to run behind schedule, providing additional support. The U.S. exported 1.25 million tons of corn in the past week, with Mexico the largest destination. Wheat futures stronger, actually ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down a quarter cent at the final bell after posting gains for most of the day at 6.15 per bushel. Kansas City and Chicago winter wheat contracts higher. The March Kansas City contract up 6 cents at 5.85 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 7 cents in March at 5.66 per bushel. While the easing tensions with Mexico were somewhat supportive, the U.S. imports a fair amount of Canadian wheat, and the threat of disruptions to that trade flow is still overhanging the market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, February 3rd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.